Of course, Lindsay is a disaster. And New York is now, you know, the sewage men are on strike. They're left in place with it. What is it? Yeah, and correct. And what is, and what New York's problem is, of course, is that it is, well, it's not a disaster, but it is the problem also that it is the fountainhead, too, of the media. And, or if one was the network, to one of that, to move Chicago, that'd be a help. But, yeah. Well, they were really bad, they were really after me again. You know, I was talking to a group of NBC executives, and I sort of stuck it to them, and I said, you know what? They said, well, you don't really get me. I could be talking privately, you know, they're all executives. I agree with me. I said, well, now look, I said, you never heard me take them on that, I'm not saying. I said, you're quite honest. They said, of course, they're lying. I said, they don't agree with my position. I said, you heard me. I understand that. I don't complain about it, but on the other hand, you can be very sure that when they raise their questions, I've got to answer them. You know, I really shook them, because we just cannot. I think it's time for some of our people to start speaking up again. Yeah. You're bad, you're a nice man, you know, you're a kind man. He's a kind man, but what he has is a bunch of real left, that's it. He's got a bunch of left-wing writers, and they put it in, and that's the way he is. I know, well, it's the whole thing is a Jewish group. You think I should have been referred on the press? Somebody, one of my, Bill White, you know, when William S. White, you know, Johnson's great friend and a columnist, he writes very, very effectively, very good. But he goes, come on in. He wrote me a letter, and he said to himself that I was very, you know, material. But he said that he really felt that after they asked the question, the same question, a fourth time, he said, now look here, you've got time now. I've covered that question, and people are entitled to have some other questions that they're interested in. You know, stop on the road. We don't agree here. And you actually take action with the question. But I remember you talked about it before. Why is it just keep hitting the same line? That's the line. Well, anyway, you take care. We'll see you in the Saturday. Bye. Talk to the far right. Billy Graham. He had 30,000 there last night. Some of the hippies started to come in, and they said, Jesus is a motherfucker. I'm shouting that out now. I'm telling you that that just about made Mid America turn on the left. Just imagine such a thing as that.
Oh,
these horrible people.
Yeah.
Graham thinks, he thinks that it is reflected in some other things, but he really thinks, Henry, that the people are coming against the rat. Hello. Hello. Hello? Ron? Hi, how are you? I'm just sitting here talking to Henry Kissinger. He just walked in, but I wanted to tell you two things. One, a little bit of good news, and the second, to thank you for something. You may have heard this, we have a very large federal shipbuilding program, you know, which has been approved. And we've been trying to look for a good place to put one, I'll tell you, contractor. Maury Stantz and I were talking a few days ago, and we're gonna slug a big one into San Diego. Now, what I'm thinking of doing, it has to be done before June, is probably to invite back a handful of people, just maybe, you know, the ship for the inside, and so on. I'll be in if we do it here. Either that or, see, I can't go to California in the latter part of June because I'm not in here to announce it there. If we do it, I was thinking we'll be in touch with you if you could contact me about it, because it will show that the administration, and we got some other plans too, you know, saving water and a few other things that we're going to try to throw into Orange County and San Diego. But this shipbuilding is a good contract. It'll start creating jobs almost immediately. So we'll be in touch with you, and we'll be in touch with you again, Dave.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Let me suggest this. If we can, if I can't do it that way, if I can't get the right people here, then what I will do is to have Stans go out and go to San Diego. But I think you ought to go down. Because, you know, San Diego's a good spot for us, and they have high unemployment because of the aerospace thing. And so we'll put that in there. The second thing I want to do is to thank you for that really brilliant letter you wrote to the young American, the Freedom. That was really, really far beyond what you needed to do, but I do want you to appreciate it. I'll let Henry say hello to you here. You haven't had a briefing with him. I was going to say, if it does work out, if you could come, but you'd like to get out of four calls, but here it is.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I may be seeing you on Sunday, but I may go out there with the doctor.
And I look forward when you come east. Anytime I can be of any service to you, I enjoyed our talk when I was in Palm Springs. We have a number of bedroom developments now. Actually, there's a lot more going on right now. At least that's what it is for me to look at. Exactly, there's a lot more going on than meets the eye, and I think we've definitely turned the corner. We've got a chance there now too, but we'd like to cool it and see how it develops. Our casualties have been in Central Valley 19, the lowest since October 1965. We came from the trend of things. Welcome to you too. See you then. You gotta remember, just now that something to the right. Read that letter. Yeah, you know, it came out as him running for president. Same thing came out against us in Vietnam. Young Americans are beating the nuts. He memorized exactly what you want him to say. My point is that said, I think that that kind of analysis is necessary, because, for example, one thing, Maury stands, but Schultz on it, I can understand that, on down on the $200 million for a census at all, but not that, that one, I mean, we just can't, we gotta stop some folks. And, don't you agree? And I said, I put straight to this, I told Fred Shaw, I said, how many jobs did it create? He said, none. Well, it hasn't created, it created frankly 15,000 jobs worth of work. It was just a question of costing a lot of money to help with it. Yeah. Well, there must be other things. There must be maybe some defense things. There must be other areas. I think everything must be oriented in that direction. So what do you? You won't be ready for that. Right? Yeah. Well, just so I know, there are some job things and where you're going to go. And Kunzig is funny. Now, Kunzig isn't the only one that's got money, though. Transportation's got money. Romney's got money. All these people. Now, what do you see? By golly, don't put it in New York City. Put it in Rochester. I mean, understand New York State's are, but not where it's going to help us. Exactly. There aren't offices. There are other places that aren't bad. Okay, well then you talk to Bob and you and Jordan work on it. I'm willing to have a meeting anytime. I'll even meet Trade Center. Fine. Sometime next week. But at least you say no.
At least he said he won't say anything publicly, but he wants us to know that he won't go to the shed.
Well,
and how do we
get the for it?
Well, go ahead and get a contract. Lovestone said, he will see first at the end of what the CIO doesn't say. No trouble with Chinese, because the West Coast Union, we find out, is going to Britain. If it should work out that the Bogies can get it, then the Chinese can.
I'll tell you what is going to happen. He's never put down, because they say, the damn dumb farmers, who aren't all that dumb, and they don't really know any more than the dumb business. A little bit of that. They think of 800 million starving Chinese eating up our wheat, see? And that's why, I mean, we can go to the Chinese thing. It'll
never
end the car sometimes.
Love don't go to the end of it. I tell him, you go on.
Yeah.
But he will presently there's no sense bugging to see them set it in the track. We got the best we put out of it, but it's not opposing it.
He knows it's got his friend.
We said, no, both, so did Lovestone.
They're two great guys.
So Lovestone was great. I mean, Lovestone said,
Lovestone probably won't be here.
Oh, yeah, Lovestone said, no problem. Lovestone said, please, go.
Really?
The president, he had to hold me down the track. He got it out. Lovestone. He said, I'll never go against the president. And, but he said, I can't do that. I've got my own people. I can't.
But you assure you weren't going to do anything else in the other thing. No other.
I know, for example, I can tell him that maybe if this thing breaks in Vietnam, he said, you can tell me you're getting business out of it. So,
well,
I was just, but I can't tell him that yet. But he doesn't, the Arnold ship is going to be loaded with the outstanding contract.
They can do it just announce it.
He should announce it and see what happens.
Wait.
I think I could always, if we get it down there, grant people to go a little bit.
Yeah.
If we can then vote your plea when you gave it, but I wanted you to be aware of it. But.
Well, then I will approve it. I want you to know I approve you for granting it. However, I think it's very important to get a money that I make the Chinese
announcement. Well, then this down there, I
think that's fine. And then you, however, I think on this one, Mark McGregor, on the grain, and let's get some of those damn agriculture people. I'm very impressed. Just solving. It's going to be a lot just the same.
The only thing is we should lay out
this, Cody, the lot just had so much time for that contract, and they've been around. I agree. Low key, because we can take low and nothing happens. Low key, it's just now we're putting grain on the. That's what kind of like sport was. And I said it earlier because of my.
Absolutely loyal if I have the power that
goddamn fools at this point. Now, not over them, we're in China, we've got to do it. Now, the other is also a trade against the Russians. But on the Russians, Henry, you know what I know, it's not our interest. No. Therefore, we've got to move. You see, we may be at this position in China. You would never have that kind of a
thing. Why? Okay. I voted with great enthusiasm to Chairman Mao. This is a wise decision.
I'll tell you, that's the man, Mao.
Well, Reagan said, so would I ask him who the most impressive Chinese leader is.
I suppose, looking at our game, that we just get to China. I'm thinking of, but I do know this, that turning on Russia means coming back to the American people and saying, in fact, it's a very valid thing. Our defenses are going to this and that. It's going to require defense packs and have a lot of money.
I think you are dangerous now if you move too far back, because the people who applaud it will be against you, right?
Oh, that's my point.
And the people who avoid you are beginning to stay with you only out of loyalty and not out of affection.
Nobody else can do this. Nobody else could have done China. No Democrat could have done China, by the way. No Democrat could have done Saul the way we have done it. So they wouldn't trust you.
The military
would never trust me. They know that I'm not going to be a
scientist. You pretend to be a scientist, but of course I think you'll get something out of the facilities. I think you'll get sold. And you can find the curve of the identity. That is my second curve. Now I can break the liberals. Again, you may be prepared to break the liberals and build up the military.
I think if you rush a little bit too much, not with me.
Well, you want, what, you want it more now there?
Yeah.
All right, fine. And Monty doesn't come with you, or it's, get you, and then we'll all meet and leave at 6 o'clock, right? Fine. See what, what time do you have now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.